Well, I'm excited to catch up this year with Bear from Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco on the south end of Lake Gogebic. Bear, it's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, Adam. It's been a while.
Definitely. I know you've been a busy guy. I tried to reach out a couple times with no avail, obviously, because you are slammed busy, especially during bear season. And let's start there. Let's just talk in generalities. How did your bear season go, and did you hear anything from other hunters or around your area how bear season went?
Well, in general, in my opinion, it was very, very good. We had good response at the bait sites, consistently hitting the baits. One positive sign that I've seen is the bear numbers are very, very good. Just an example, sows and cubs. It seems like we had a sow with cubs almost everywhere, more than I've ever seen before in one season. So it's a banner year for bear reproduction this last year, I guess. And at the bait site, hunters were seeing lots of bears. It was very, very good.
So let's talk a little bit about why you think this year was so much better.
You know, I wish I had the answer for that. You know, the indicator with the sow with the cubs, like I said, is a banner year, but I'm not a biologist, so I can't give you a reason for that. All I'm doing is reporting from the field.
Do you know anything about that giant bear that was checked in Ironwood at all?
I heard about it. There's another one over by Powers that I just heard about as well.
How big was that one?
I think it was 5-something, almost 600 pounds.
Well, one thing that I've been hearing about, especially in the central UP, but also, you know, in the Canton area, Bruce Crossing, I've been getting phenomenal acorn reports this year. Just a bumper crop of acorns. What are you seeing down on the south end of Lake Gogebic around Marinesco?
I agree with that. The acorns have been very good, and actually they started dropping very early, in my opinion, several weeks early. However, in our area, we don't have a lot of oak trees. You kind of got to know where they are, or, you know, there's pockets of them. But the ones that I've seen were just loaded this year, so that was a bonus for the deer hunters. As far as the bears, again, I had other people ask me about that same thing, and I said, in our general area, we don't have a lot of oak trees. So it didn't really affect our bear, you know, coming into the baits when the acorns were dropping. And one reason for that is most of the time our bear baits are near swamps or lower ground and that, where the oaks are on the high ridges and that, so it didn't hold the bears. Didn't mean they weren't feeding on them, but it wasn't enough to hold them there where they weren't avoiding our baits.
Well, Bear, I'd like to get a little more time from you, get a little deeper into your thoughts on deer hunting this year in your neck of the woods, plus grouse. And also, I've been getting some damn good reports from fishermen on Lake Gogebic. I'd like to touch base with you on if we could get a little more time from you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Them are all good subjects.
Bear from Bear's Nine Pine Resort in Marinesco. Stay tuned, and we'll jump back in our next outdoor report.